encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So here we are, already December. Christmas will be here before we know it. But the question is, with all the things to do and presents to find and traveling plans, how can we get through this time without being distracted from what it's all about, James? That isn't always so easy.
No, it isn't. You know, I love Christmas, but just think about all that we've piled onto it. Songs about sleigh bells and holly and mistletoe and a jolly old elf and a red-nosed reindeer. I mean, really, honestly, take a step back. What is that? You know, sometimes when someone shouts really loudly and says, look over here, it kind of makes me want to look in another direction, a quieter one, because what Christmas really is about is the quiet truth that God came into the world because he loves us and wants us to be near him. Yeah, I love the name Isaiah prophesied for Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Wow, and that's the challenge we face, isn't it, walking through Christmas and what it's become, you know, with Jesus.
Yeah, because we can find that we're in such a mad rush that we don't rest in him. We actually find ourselves getting distant. You know, I think that's part of what the distraction at Christmas really is. It's part of our adversary's strategy to take our hearts away from what matters most. I mean, sometimes we get so busy focusing on good things that we forget the best.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, let's go there. Let's talk about just being with Jesus at Christmas, about staying open to him.
Well, you know, as we talk about this, I think we have to be careful of first kind of not to sound like Scrooge or the Grinch whose heart was two sizes too small, you know. I mean, the secularizing of Christmas, it's such an easy target to hit. But the remedy isn't saying, stop it, you know. Stop it and pray. I think that there's another way around this, and I think that we can use a lot of these distractions actually as reminders.
Ah, so when you see the lights and the wreaths and the reindeer, let them point you back?
Yeah, I mean, we can't escape it. It's everywhere you look, so let's use it and think about this. So we know that we can always praise God more, can't we? I mean, I know I can. And we can never praise him enough. So try this. Make a game out of it. If you like, every time you see a wreath, praise God for his eternal love that never ends, that will never leave you.
Ah, I like that. You could pick almost anything, couldn't you?
Right. I mean, today I'm doing wreaths, but tonight I'm doing Christmas lights. And you know, I'm going to a Christmas parade with my daughter. So, you know, when I see them, I'm going to let myself be reminded that Jesus is the light of the world, and I'm going to praise him for it.
So you call this a game, but it's really a lot more than that, a whole lot more important, because it really does help. So what about this? What do you do with some of these Christmas songs?
Well, again, you're right. You know, I call it a game. It's, you know, the Christmas game. But, I mean, songs, that's funny. I started thinking about this the other night when I was in Home Depot, and the song, which is probably my least favorite, but it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, blared over the speakers.
So how does that one go?
Yeah, well, one of the lines is, take a look at the 5 and 10, it's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. And
so it's all about the stuff.
Yeah. I mean, pistols and dollies and hop-along boots. But it's such a catchy tune that it sticks in your head, you know? So whenever you hear a Christmas song, especially one like that, that misses the whole point of it, instead of getting mad about it, let the fact that there's a song at all point you back to him and just praise God in your own heart. I mean, if it wasn't for Jesus, there wouldn't be Christmas. We wouldn't be celebrating at this time of year. So So in a way, even that song is because of him.
Uh-huh. So now here's a challenge. What about the blow-up inflatable snowman?
Pick something. It doesn't matter, you know, what it is. Pick something different every day. Red bows, red-nosed reindeer, you name it. But I think the key is to pick one thing at a time. Just think of it as like a ribbon tied around your finger to remind you to praise God and to thank him for Jesus.
Yeah, and to rest in him. I mean, you could do it that way too, right?
Absolutely. I mean, don't get mad. Get even. In an entirely spiritual sense, of course. This is like a kind of like a spiritual jujitsu, if you will. You know, just pick something every day as a reminder that Jesus is with you and will never leave you, and it's the greatest gift of all. And, you know, it helps. So I want to ask you, Robbie, what's it going to be? What are you going to pick today?
I'm thinking Elf.
Stu
likes to dress up like Elf, and I've always loved that line, you know, it's the world's best cup of coffee. Congratulations. So, you know, with Elf, I can get coffee and congratulate too all at the same time. And it really is.
So, for our listeners, Stu is your boss there at the network.
Yes.
And but I like it. I like it. I mean, all that matters. All that matters, nothing less and nothing more, is being with Jesus. And if we've placed our faith in him and received his forgiveness, what he did for us at the cross, he's with us. And we just need to be reminded of it. And he'll help us with that.
He really will. So let's wrap up. Wrap up, that's a good word for Christmas, with a prayer, thanking him for that. So, Jesus, thank you for this concept of taking the things that could be an irritation and a distraction and pointing them back to you. Lord, help us to do that and see ways that we could make this a holiday that we grow even closer in abiding with you and the people that we love, and see what a tremendous gift was really given us there on Christmas Day. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.